the piece in Tiferes Yisrael about Adam Lamal Yulad. So briefly, Chazal say over here, Adam Lamal Yulad, and I don't know if it's Amal Peh, Amal Malacha, and then it says Amal Teira, Amal Sigadayin, Edem, Amal Teira, Amal Sicha, Shem Le Yom HaSef HaTor HaZav HaPich, V'Yigis V'Yom HaLayilai, V'Oim Lamal Teira Adkan. So that's what Chazal is speaking about. We saw last time the beginning of it, the beginning of his Hezba, which is the Musig of Adam Lamal Yulad, Amal Malacha versus Amal Peh, and we saw the Musig of Yitzir Ben HaKoyach LaPoyel. In other words, a person in this world, on the one hand, he's not a Bayer Olamis, he doesn't create Yesh Mayin. On the other hand, to move the furniture around from place A to place B is also not Tafkid Adam. So Tafkid Adam is Yitzir Ben HaKoyach LaPoyel, like he says, and it is all, that's called Amal, and that's called Minakoyach HaLapoyel and Amal Peh. V'ama oid, v'adayin en yedem Amal Sicha Amal Teira, k'ulay letzor sheyitzi Minakoyach HaLapoyel v'akoyach HaDibri, she'enoy seichel gamo, avloy koyach ha-sichli shudiba shal Teira, v'zeo seichel gamo, sh'oyim alo yomer sefer ze b'ficha mize nulmoed ke'odom al ze nivra, so let's explain this over here, what he means, the havamina, the koyach hasichli, koyach hadibri, and so on. The Maral uses this phrase a lot of times, seichel hadibri and seichel hayuni. Let's describe what it means. It's pretty similar over here. When a person has the marshal, you have a shverkeit nesugya. There's something you don't understand. So there's a darga of thinking about it where you sort of, you're not even using words. You're trying to understand what's the difference between this sugya, and then you have some idea. The idea is still very, very vague. You don't even have words for it, bechlal. It just sort of, you have a feeling about that this is like this. When you think about it, once you have that feeling that this sugya is different, you start thinking about it, and you have words, and you start thinking of exactly how to say it. So, seichel yuni deals with something that is totally abstract, and therefore you are not at a stage yet where you can put words into it. It's just thinking alone. Seichel dibri is when you're thinking is already in words. Sometimes you think about things and you just sort of have a feeling. Sometimes you think about things and you're thinking in words, which is basically just a precursor to speaking. Once the words are formulated in your mind, you can say it. A lot of times you have a sense that there's an afkamina in the sugya, or a sense what the pshat is, and you struggle to put it in words. And you feel the inability to sort of put words around it and explain it exactly, give it a certain mamashas. So seichel yuni means pure abstract reasoning. Seichel dibri is reasoning that has been concretized to a degree what's basically in words. That's seichel yuni, seichel dibri. There's two dargas of the Gemara's havamina. So it says Adam la amul yulad la amul pihu. So amul peh means the ability to take things that are abstract and concretize them. We spoke about it last time, I think, that's the koyach hadibri. The koyach hadibri is to take ideas and to make words out of it. There are two, he's mechalik it in two dargas, the koyach hasich and the koyach hadibri. There's a type of thing which is be'etzem concrete, but in your mind it's still not clear. L'mashal, a scientist is dealing with inyanim that are be'etzem physical. So what makes this table strong is a physical koyach. Until I don't have the exact hagdara, I don't know why. But I'm dealing with a physical mitzias. That's this. So using your mind to be oimid on physical amitios is also a type of koyach hadibri. but to plan, how do I capture this animal? So it's also certain, it's something that I would think is not, you know, it's something which is not in this world. If I work hard on it and I come up with an idea, it's a certain Kreach HaPoel. Electricity was always Kreach in the Bria until somebody came along and figured out what it is, how to use it, and so on. So the Pasuk says that the ultimate Sichli is Divrei Torah, because Divrei Torah be'etzem has no translation be'atzmi yusai into this world Musagim. Tohar and Tomei are not Hagdoris that are taken from this world. Tohar and Tomei are not things. Electricity is a thing. Electricity is a koyach that's here. It describes a physical koyach. Sichli, Torah does not describe anything physical. Torah, Tomei, even Toiv and Ra. Let's even go to something like Benonim L'Chaveray. Benonim L'Chaveray, you can describe why Chesed is useful in the Bria, then sort of a Dale Carnegie, why being nice to people makes them nice to you and it helps you for sales and stuff. That's a very, very physical Menachar HaPoel. Why being nice to people makes you feel good in your heart, that's also physical. But if you really are being magde toiv as toiv, it comes from somewhere else. It's a musig that's mitzi somewhere else. And when a person is able to be magdirit in this world musagim, he has done a tremendous amount of minakoyach alapoyel in a way that nothing else is. There's nothing further removed from this world than in Yanim of Taira, and the ability for a person to give hagdaras, the fact that I can take an inyan that is not of this world and be magdir exactly how, what, when, and why. When am I mechuyav to something for somebody? What am I mechuyav to for somebody? How do I mechuyav to somebody? That's the ultimate in bringing things menakreach alapoyel. That's So amal teira means this type of inyan, which is totally of abstract to bring into this world. So when it says, so the hagdara of mipicha is that I've taken something that is Sefer Torah, and it's in my mouth. So the Ava with which it most specifically is pronounced is the mouth. It's interesting that halachically the Ikatam Torah is Bepeh. Here, whether it's Kedibu or not, there's a Shailas, Machloikas, Birchat Torah. That's because the ultimate in Torah is articulating it, bringing it out into this world. I want to also point out something interesting. People feel that the Havana, the Amkus of Torah has a cheshire place. You know, I'm talking about the Havana and Amkus, what they call the Pnimius of Torah, has a cheshire place is more cheshire than the Halacha and so on. But if we understand what he says over here, that bringing out that musig into bepoil mamish is the ultimate inyan of Torah. So when a person is able to be magdis something into the most practical way, there's a malnusin mitzadat. The fact is, I took a musig that betzim not shy after this world, and I was able to give it hagdaris in how it applies itself to this world. Is something that is a certain accomplishment in Torah that nothing else has, and that's why there's such a malusa in inyanim that are above and beyond, you know, that they are Arab, but they're totally physical and so on. So, So he just finished being magdir why it is that amelus bepeh bedafka is the nekud of amelus in Torah. Omdam al toima kim yitzia shleimus adam la poil efshe yitzia shleimus gavan la poil. So l'chura, whenever we say that somebody's job is to be moitzim in akoyach la poil, there's a certain understanding that bekoyach is finite. In other words, this piece of wood has a lot of potential. So make a table out of it, put things on it, and so on. At some point, I exhaust the potential in this piece of wood. Piece of wood is something finite. I exhaust it. So when I say a person is created in this world to be moitzi ben akoyach lapoyel, that sort of defines a gvul to how much we're supposed to do it. So that should limit automatically what I'm supposed to do. So zeinu klal kizel briosay shim shachoytish lemusal apoyel nishoyd bekoyach moshesboy lefneze moshama adam lamod yulad. So it's, if the pshat was I'm a bria in lamashal, imagine somebody in his house has a chore to do. He's supposed to takes a look. He says, I'm supposed to paint the house. So the house needs a painting. So, okay. So that the koyach has a certain gvul to it. And then you finish painting the house, you finish doing it. Because the job started with the job that needed to be done. And then it's finished. When a person is an eved, his work is never finished because his metzias is to work. So every time the Eved finishes it, the question is now, what else can I do? If Adam was his own Bria, and there happens to be things that need to be done, Akash Baruch Hu says, Reb Adam, maybe help me take care of this. So Be'etzin, there's a gvul because my metzias is not that. It just was needed, so I do it. But Adam Lamul Yulad means, an Adam Lashema, and so on, like I said before, that his mitzias is the yitziyah min hakoach al hapoel. Adam's mitzias is to take things and move them to this world. So I can never say that the job is over unless the person is over, because that's his mos, that's his mitzias. So Adam himself is always bekoyach because that's his bria, and is always a yitzia el ha bapoyel. Shemoy nitzrus bepoyel lo nikaz amul kiloshen amul bal davish ein la hanocha level tachas hanocha. So, like we said before, amul is something which works on taking things from one state to another state. V'cheina adam kozman yisim mechuba machoima eina b'shlemes v'foil. So this is a fine point also. If my metzias in the world, if I'm living in a world that's kulei ruchnis, so everything there is ruchni, and of course it's bishleimus. If my world is a world of ruchnis, then everything in that world is ruchni. It's al tzad yisitayv. It is what it should be, and me as a member of that world has come l'shleimus. As long as I live in a physical world, I keep on bringing in more and more. I need to keep bringing more ruchnius because the ruchnius is simply not filling up that world. Moshama davadayma. If a person has an insulated house, he can heat up the house. And it's warm. If there's a hole, if the window's open, no matter how much he heats it up, there's always a need to keep heating it. So long as we're in a physical world, ruchnius doesn't become the mitzias, and I'm always taking minakoyach l'poyel. The ruchnius of the world is ein soif klapit a physical world, and it'll keep going. And he brings a chazal for this. Ubemedush, gama nefesh le simole, lefisha nefesh yedash kol ashtiga la'atzma tiga, lefikach ein esveri mitzvah sintoivim. Amar Blevi, mashali iroini she'nasu bas malachim, there was, iroini here means a peasant of sorts, not somebody who's a, not in the way we talk about it, but it's the way we would talk more about a country bumpkin. Alpha bishem achilo komadani melach, even though he feeds her the best things, so he can't come along and say, well, I bought you the fanciest chocolates, you should be happy with it. Lama shibas melachim. Kach kol ma shi'ifal adam im nafsha en yetzei chavase. Lama lefishim elamala adkan. So Chazal say, gama nefesh loy temale, that the nefesh in this world is in a matziv of isvia. Ubir inyan zeh. Ka nefes azay shimil lamala v'emetz tachtoinim, tomini mishtakeks la teir v'la mitzvis, v'mashiv tachtoinim. She's always, the nefesh is in a place that is chasa, and she is totally lacking. So there's no matziv when, just like the marshal, when you have a place that's cold, you need to keep heating it. It's just not there. So Kolzman, the nefesh is in a matziv of chasa, so it always needs a shlama. It's like a balloon with a hole in it. It always needs to keep pumping air in it. I want to add a certain knait over here and explain something. The Rambam says, Lamash, the Rambam says that there are many inyanim that we can't be teifis in this world because we're physical beings, and only after we lose our guf can we be teifis certain inyanim in elikus. That's the Rambam speaks about it in the Mesech HaMavdil and so on. So it's interesting. We think like this. We think we have a neshama. We also have a guf. So the guf sometimes does its own thing. The guf sometimes does averis. The guf sometimes does understand. But my neshama is here. So why does my neshama understand? What's the problem? It's not a good picture. What I've described is not an accurate picture. Our mind is a neshama with a guf together. I think in a way that is a harkava of neshama and guf. And that's why things that are pure ruchnius, I can't think of, because I need to think of things that have some sort of physical mitzias. I can't think of things that are just abstract in the air. There's no such thing. My mind is a harkava of two things together. So I need to think of things. I could think of things that are quite abstract, but there always needs to be some sort of element of a mashal, of a dugma, of a dimyan, something of that nature. So my tfis in this world is always harkava. So lemashal, you have sometimes, let's give a little bit of a dugma, you have sometimes people, Olenu, have a parasite in their stomach. They have a worm in the stomach. They have worms. It used to be common, and you know they have people where they took out huge worms. So one of the symptoms of people who have these worms is that they can eat a lot, but the body is starving because he's feeding the worm, not himself. So the worm grows nice and fat, but he's not growing fat. I cannot, being that my guf is part of me, I can never fill myself with ruchnius. So I'm always a chasa. I'm always not in the situation that I want to be or need to be, because that's not my mitzias. And as long as with the guf, that's the mitzias that I am. So b'meila, the person is wed to an Iroini. The person is in this world, we have a guf and a shama together, and we're bound. Everything that we deher, everything that any experience we have, any ruchus, anything like that, the guf takes away from it. And b'meila, I'm never severe. So a person, this world, is in a constant matzav of a chaser, and his avoida is a constant need to keep drawing, more and more. That's Tzuras Adam. So it goes right there. V'zeshu medam oisol basmelach shasi roini, v'im shunoise komadane oilam, eni yesich vasa imav neshi basmelach. V'yishaberas li roini azeh, v'im kein tomini chaser, kashim roini azeh. So the roini tries to give her Iranistic stuff, all sorts of madonim and so on. It's not going anywhere because that chelik is not severe from it. Im koshesa sevso him Iranian zukshala. Lachen layochalas fi aroy la shibas mela shal kol ponim him mischaberes the Iranian v'loy la mela. Lachen eni yoytzi choyvase ima. V'chein kashe nefeshi milamala. V'avke mitzatoy mitzila la shleimus. So he says an incredible point over here. The neshama, as long as it's with the guf, it's always a chasera. That's its metzias. So tachlis. Any, as long as a person is here, a person is a chasa, and no matter what he draws, he's never finishing. V'dovaze mechayev toyer min ha-shamayim, mishadeh yin ha-nefesh min ha-goseh, shemin ha-shamayim, v'etzem bolti mushla. So, olakach ha-shamasa yitore mitzis, kemoy she-yisparah b'etzem mishparah. He says here, he makes a point here, sort of, offhandedly, I think it's a very, very chashiva point. You know, when we speak of Torah min ha-shamayim, so pashas, we think of it in terms, in very mechanical terms. What's mechayim to keep the Torah? Did Moshe Rabbeinu invent it? Did Chachamim invent it? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he brought us Torah min ha-shamayim, and it is, you know, and it's a tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's how we, when we talk about people believing Torah min ha-shamayim, not believing Torah min ha-shamayim, that's what we refer to. The sort of emuna of where Torah comes from. This is a whole different havana and tfisa in it. let's give a marshal for it. Imagine. I might have used this muscle once upon a time, but it's just imagine there's an American who is the ambassador to Zambia, to Senegal, to Mozambique, to one of the African countries, one of the real African countries. And his child is going up there. Now, they go on a safari, and the guy, the tour guide, or whatever we'll call him, shows him how to shoot a lion, how to hunt for an animal to eat, how to stay away from certain grass that's poisonous, how to eat certain grass. Shows him many, many skills and things. All of those things that he teaches him are of the world that he's part of. In other words, this is the reality in a jungle. These are the things you have to be careful from. This is how you get the best food. Everything that he's going to teach me, it may be puzzling at first. I may not know why I have to stand in front of the sun and back of the sun when I shoot the lion. But the teretz is going to be a teretz minei obey. Because the lion can see you this way, the lion can't see you that way. You can see the lion, you can't see the lion, fine. Let's say this father's an American, and he hopes that someday his kid is going to go back to America, and he's going to have to be minei yishuv. And it teaches him how to eat with manners. And you have to say this, you have to do this, you have to cut with this knife, with that knife, with the fork, this way, that way, the other way. The kid asks why. There is no answer to that why from anything that's minei yubei in the Sviva. The only answer is, I can give you an answer that's partially satisfied. It can explain it, but I can't hear it. I'll tell her, my kind, you're not from here. You're from someplace else. In this other place, eating with a fork and a knife and everything like it, that's normal. That's where people live. That's where people consider to be refined. And if you come and you eat like an animal, like from the jungle, you're not going to be part of that society. And I want to be part of that society. So I can give you an answer, but it's not an answer that I can deher because it's not minei ubei of the surroundings that I'm part of. It's not of the world that I'm part of. Torah min ha-shamayim means that Torah comes from somewhere else. What Torah is a description of a world that is ruchni, is not the physical world we have around us, can't be totally explained in this world that's around us. And all I can say is Torah min ha-shamayim, and this is the emes of a world that's ruchni. So all those in Yonam that are choik, the explanation and the truth is even mishpatim. The real explanation is that it comes from somewhere else. Now, there are things that are mishpatim and there are things that are choik. So let's give an understanding of the difference in the two. Imagine, so I'm teaching this child of mine who's growing up in some country like that. And I teach him to wash himself, to clean himself, to take a bath, and to use, let's say, to use deodorant. So I in this country, nobody does it, but it smells nice. So I appreciate it, even where I am. It's strange because nobody else does it, but at least I feel why it's pleasant to be like that. So eating with a fork and a knife, I have no idea. It's a pain in the neck. It's a lot better when you could put your two hands in the potatoes and stuff in your mouth. But tachlis, but it, all it is exerz hakos. Cleaning myself, wash myself, and so on. Okay. That's it's a luxury. Nobody else does it, but I at least understand. I have a sense of its pleasantness. I don't have a sense how unpleasant it is when other people do wash themselves. But at least I dare this. The nature of mishpatim is it also dares itself pleasant in this world. So darchei Torah that are subsumed on the mishpatim have a deher in this world also. And I can appreciate it, even inside this world. Chukim, I don't have that appreciation. This is one of the reasons why I think it's very counterproductive. People ask always, how do you explain to people why this is also, why that's also, and other things also? They'll speak about, in America, the big thing is gay marriage. Explaining why it's terrible. There's no way in the world to explain why it's terrible. Unless you believe that there's another world of ruchnius, and the Torah tells us that this is something of a diagram that's chayiv misa in the other world, there's no explanation for it. It's not of this world, and all the timing we can give of this world timing. So gneiva we can explain with this world, and chesed we can explain with this world timing because it's under the get of mishpat. But explaining something which be'etzem is not part of there. So explaining to the child who wants to stuff potatoes in his mouth that it's more efficient to use a fork because you can get more potatoes, and the child says, "I don't know what you're talking about. If I stuff my mouth quickly enough, I get a lot into it and I enjoy it." There's no answer to it. A Torah min ha-shamayim means that be'etzem, the sheirish of Torah belongs to another world and not in this world. The nefesh dafka. There has it. The reason why a yid relates to it, a person who's a kaddish and tahar, all sorts of, let's give an example. You have all sorts of mises where a kaddish, an adam gadol, adam kaddish, can feel that something is not kosher to eat or whatever it is. It's because the person's sense, the person's nefesh, has developed itself enough to a degree where I can sense things where they're kashrut. Kedusha has it certainly has a metzias, but it's not a this world metzias. So all my evarim of this world, which the seichel, the primary eva, will never feel it. A person who develops his ruchnis there can feel it. So the nefesh is in constant state of being mashim itself on and on. Of course, it comes to somewhere else. That's the end of Perek Gimel. Any questions? Any points? Anything? Any? I'm sorry, Ashi?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I got the, maybe I'm missing the point, but in the medrash that he brings, I think the Shai Tshuva brings this medrash, it sounds like the Yeroini is trying to give like yes. Gashmis, and the Maisa, the medrash, and the Maral takes it even leaning Ruchnis. So why is it to the Yeroini?
So he says he gives a kol madonim means he uses his deher. He's a nice guy. He's not a bad guy. And he says, she's a bas melochim, mistama, I'll buy the fanciest chocolate in my local shop, and that'll please her. But he doesn't understand that it's like, lemashal, sometimes, you know, you'll have, let's say, a Talmud Chacham is living in a city where they have the best store they have is a Judaica store, some sort. And the person goes and asks the person, what's the fanciest sefer that you have? And the person gives him something, you bring it to the person. It's touching because you're trying to do your best, but it's not, yes, it's a sefer, but I mean, you know, this person is being Miss Amik and Ricky Vega, and the sefer they're bringing them is, you know, an English translation of the Talmud. The goof, we try our best the way we are to give what we can to the neshama, but pure neshama feels differently, and we can never make that. So the Yeroini is taking things that are madanim. We do take ruchnis to kinyanim, but the ruchnis itself is also tempered to some degree with what we can deher. And b'meila, the neshama is always aching for something more than that.
What's the pshat with istakel barais or boro alma if it's so not connected?
Istakel is where alma means that he made this world with, let's call it, it's like pipelines. If we're giving a marshal being moitzir and kerchel apoyel, the avenues, imagine there's a well. I try to make a pipe by looking where the water is in the bottom and digging the hole there. The physical world as we have it has a pipeline to draw ruchnius. We have hands so that we can put on tefillin. We have doorposts so we put mezuzahs on it. We have all sorts of inyanim that lend themselves for that. So Hasagas Bar Alma means he created the world as a hechet timtza to bring out, so that's possible to this malach. At the end of the day, this is the avoida. So we need a world where this avoida is possible, and that's how it's possible. Okay. Good. So, a guten kultiv.